And following NPR, time for state and local news on WMOT. The State Department of Health warns Tennesseans need to take precautions against tick and mosquito-borne illnesses as summer-like heat sets in. The department's Dr. Abelardo Moncayo says incidents of insect-delivered disease are on the rise. Mosquito-borne West Nile virus is endemic throughout Tennessee. Says tick-borne illnesses are also widespread.
The biggest one is Rocky Mountain spotted fever. We have hundreds of reported cases of Rocky Mountain spotted fever every year, and we see that throughout the state as well.
Dr. Moncayo notes that treatments are available for tick-borne illnesses, but not for mosquito-delivered disease. He recommends you take precautions when out of doors, especially at dusk and dawn. Moncayo says that, unfortunately, symptoms for all the insect-borne diseases are similar to those for many common illnesses. Fever, muscle pain, headache, and maybe a rash.
That might be the symptoms of other illnesses. But what's important to note is that these symptoms might be happening in the summertime.
The mosquito-borne Zika virus was much in the news just a couple of years back. Dr. Moncayo says the disease has never been found in Tennessee insects, but warns international travelers still need to be concerned about the illness, especially women who are pregnant or of childbearing age. The Tennessee Department of Health has a webpage devoted to insect-borne disease. Look for a link to it in this story at WMOT.org. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.